Melissa and Shelley Keaton waited only until they stepped outside the Polk County Administration Building after receiving their marriage license to tie the knot.
I give you these rings.
I give you these rings.
As our individuality.
As our individuality.
As our blended family.
As our blended family.
They were among the first of nearly 2,100 same-sex couples to marry in Iowa during the year following the unanimous Supreme Court ruling that said the state's ban against gay marriage was unconstitutional. As we approach the three-year anniversary of that April 2009 decision, Iowans remain evenly split over whether gays and lesbians should be allowed to unite in matrimony. But few were looking to the future on the day the seven justices handed down their opinion. The only thought in Trish Varnum's head was, where's my cell phone?
They had sequestered us and taken away all of our electronic devices so we could get no news in advance. Everybody in the world knew before we did.
She was Trish Hyde at the time and had been with her partner Kate Varnum for 8 years. The couple from Cedar Rapids was one of six same-sex partners who filed suit to gain the right to marry. In fact, they became the lead plaintiffs in the case known as Varnum v. Breen. Kate Varnum says they were willing to give up a little bit of privacy to be part of such a historic legal question.
We had said if we ever had an opportunity to be a part of an effort to legalize marriage in Iowa, we would do it, whether it was handing out pamphlets door to door or, you know, volunteering in some other way. And we weren't expecting to be this involved, but we are proud to have been part of this.
The Varnums married in September 2009. Much has happened in the state surrounding the issue of same-sex unions since then. Three of the justices, including Chief Justice Marcia Ternus, were voted off the bench in 2010. The Iowa House passed a measure that would put a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage to a vote of the people. Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstall would not allow the proposal to come up in the Senate. But in this exchange with Gronstall on the IPTV program Iowa Press, Senate Minority Leader Jerry Bain indicates he doesn't want the idea to die.
My position is absolutely Iowans should get a vote on that, and I think it's outrageous that he's going to say
no. Senator Gronstall, why shouldn't?
People's rights should not be put to a popular vote. If you can put my rights to a popular vote of the people, then I can put your rights to a popular vote of the people.
And eventually, Gronstall's position on the proposed amendment makes him a target of the same group that brought down the three Supreme Court judges. The president of the Family Leader, Bob Vanderplaats, says his goal is to oust Gronstall from the Senate.
There's a couple things that we know will be part of the 2012 strategy. And one is we want to take back the state Senate so we can get a marriage amendment passed. We want to replace Senator Gronstall so the people's voice can be heard.
Vanderplaats says he's also going to pressure conservative Democrats to join their Republican colleagues in support of the amendment. A former Republican senator has changed his mind about same-sex marriage. When he was a lawmaker, Jeff Angelo fervently opposed it. Now he heads Iowa Republicans for Freedom, which works to preserve it.
It is okay for gay Iowans to be married in this state, and we say that that's an okay thing, that that has not been harmful to the state. That is, in fact, it is good for the state, economically for the people involved, for our communities, for the families that are being built. We think that's a good thing.
Despite Angelo's efforts to woo Republicans to support same-sex marriage, for the most part they continue to line up against it. But there is a sign they may be moderating that position. The New York Times surveyed Republican caucusgoers on the topic earlier this month. These voters lean toward conservative views on social issues. But the Times found 22% of them favored same-sex marriage, with another 36% approving civil unions for gay couples. While politicians and interest groups continue to weigh in on the merits of same-sex marriage, the gay Iowans who have exchanged wedding vows since 2009 say not much has changed in their relationships. Bob Shankey and Jack Barnhart of Pleasant Hill had been together 25 years when the Supreme Court ruling came down. Shankey says for a long time they contended they would never marry, even if allowed to.
But then the more we thought about it, you know, when it was sort of near passing, we thought, well, it is a sign, and maybe it's a good sign, a signal to the community, to the straight community, that there are loving people who want that same kind of commitment.
There are also some legal benefits that come with marriage, say Lisa Deaton and Leslie Gearhart of Des Moines, who married on the 22nd anniversary of first getting together.
Well, for one, being able to visit her in the hospital.
Without a special piece of paper that we had to have before.
Exactly. We were so lawyered up.
And in Cedar Rapids, Kate Varnum says that being bound to Trish legally has smoothed the paperwork for their upcoming adoption of a 3-month-old boy.
When we adopt our son later this year, we will be able to adopt him together. Before the decision, we wouldn't have been able to adopt him jointly. We would have had to do concurrent adoptions, which costs a little bit more.
The Varnum name will be forever linked to a piece of Iowa history that has divided the state. Kate Varnum says she's proud of her involvement. Now, she says, she wants to get on with living the life of an average Iowan. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.